I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, January 17th. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane wants a comprehensive review of the city's purchasing and accounting processes following the indictment of former Elder Services Director Tom Clasby for embezzling over $120,000 from the city. Kane will introduce a resolution at next Tuesday night City Council meeting calling for an independent consultant or auditor to conduct that review to identify and address any vulnerabilities or gaps that may allow for misuse of public funds. Kane's resolution also asks that the findings be presented to the City Council within a reasonable time frame for consideration and implementation as necessary. Kane says that Clasby's indictment highlights the need for robust safeguards to prevent such breaches of trust in the future. Clasby was indicted last week after being fired last year when a whistleblower revealed he was embezzling funds from the Kennedy Center. The devastating California wildfires are raising awareness about the potential for forest fires right here in Quincy. Ward 4 Councilor James Devine and Councilor at Large Noel DeBona will introduce a resolution at next Tuesday's meeting calling for a public hearing to discuss wildfire preparedness with the Quincy Police and Fire Departments, Emergency Management, and the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. The councilors say there is 1,500 acres of densely forested land in the Blue Hills Reservation that abuts residential neighborhoods. It also contains critical communications equipment. The councilors say they want to make sure the city has sufficient staffing, training, and materials to protect the public from the threat of wildfire. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy has received approval to create a new affordable housing project for formerly homeless individuals on Quincy Street in South Quincy. The 24-unit complex will replace an existing single-family home and two-family home and will include 12 parking spaces. Funding from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund is helping to finance the project. The Planning Board approved the project this week. A new exhibit is open in Old Quincy City Hall depicting how Quincy celebrated its 300th anniversary as a settlement in 1925. The exhibit features over 50 large-scale historic images of a seven-day celebration that included a community pageant, parade, and a 500-person chorus. The exhibit is a prelude to Quincy 400 celebrations this year and will be open Thursdays and Fridays from 2 to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from noon to 5. It is free and open to the public. Former Boston Police Commissioner William Gross will be the keynote speaker at the MLK Junior Day Breakfast on Monday, January 20th at 9 a.m. at the Terrell Room in Quincy. The breakfast is free and open to the public. Stand Out for Black Lives and March Forward Quincy are hosting an MLK Junior gathering at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center Monday from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., participants are invited to bring their favorite Dr. King quote and to join in a reading on the church steps. The event is free and open to all. The Quincy Democratic City Committee will be holding their 8th annual Day of Service in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. The public is welcome to drop off non-perishable food donations at Veterans Memorial Stadium from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., the Quincy Credit Union from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and North Quincy High School from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. The donations will benefit Quincy Community Action Programs, Interfaith Social Services, the South Shore YMCA, and St. John the Baptist Church. Drawing from Massachusetts history while also peeking into the future, Governor Healey last night took stock of the state's strengths and challenges in a speech that focused more on following through on past work than on announcing new initiatives. Healey's 57-minute speech in the House chamber touched on past, present, and future, At the midpoint of her term, Healey spent much of her speech reflecting on the work of her first 2 years in office, including the tax cut package from 2023, eliminating slow zones on the MBTA subway system, and hauling in more than $9 billion in federal funding. In addition to a focus on affordability and addressing cost burdens on residents and businesses, Healey also pitched her administration's plans to implement last session's headlining laws, including major housing, energy, and economic development packages. Governor also announcing last night she's ordering greater health care resources be directed to the front lines of primary care. Plans to complete a review of all business and licensing regulations by April, and will establish a new council to recommend a new statewide high school graduation standard. One of the loudest rounds of applause last night was for MBTA General Manager Phil Eng, whom Healey praised for making good on his pledge to wipe away slow zones on the T by the end of 2024. The transportation financing plan Healey rolled out in Worcester earlier this week, one that calls for $8 billion in state investments over a decade, with a heavy reliance on wealth surtax revenues to resolve the T's looming fiscal cliff, was a major component of her speech and is likely to be a major focus of the legislature as the new term gets going. The emergency shelter system that's been maxed out by a surge of migrants in recent years, and which led Healey to declare a state of emergency in August of 23, got only a brief mention during last night's speech. Wednesday, Healey fully backed more restrictive residency requirements for that system. Governor also touched upon her interest in a renewed focus on primary care investments. She announced she is directing her administration to shift health care resources to the front lines. Healey used the address to announce she's directing a statewide graduation requirement council, including teachers, colleges, employers, and students, to develop recommendations for a permanent and high standard. And with the cost of doing business in mind, Healey said she's instructing her economic teams to review all business and licensing regulations in the first 3 months of the year with the goal of cutting red tape. A former employee for the U.S. Postal Service has been sentenced in federal court in Worcester for stealing packages he was responsible for delivering. 35-year-old William Page of Duxbury was sentenced to 2 years probation. Page was also ordered to pay over $5,000 in restitution to the victims. In September 2024, Page pleaded guilty to 3 counts of theft of mail by a Postal Service employee. Page worked as a mail carrier with the U.S. Postal Service in Whitensville. Between January and February 2022, Page stole collector's coins and other items from packages he was entrusted to deliver, collectively valued at over $5,000. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow was down 68, the NASDAQ fell 172, and the S&P lost 12. Shares also lower. In Asia, the dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $78 a barrel. In sports, Celtics will take on the Magic at the Boston Garden tonight at 7 o'clock. The Bruins are in Ottawa tomorrow at 3. The National Weather Service forecast: for today, mainly sunny at a high of 36 degrees. For tonight, increasing clouds and a low 22. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain in the afternoon. It'll be rather gusty as well, but mild with a high tomorrow of 47 degrees. And then on Sunday, snow arrives in the afternoon, continues through the evening and overnight hours. Could see 3 to 5 inches of accumulation by Monday. And then Monday will turn mostly sunny and cold with a high of 24. For the boater today, waves about a foot, northwest winds at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 1:36 p.m. Sunrise 7:08, sets at 4:39. Traffic note: 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open Friday at 1:30 p.m. and Saturday at 7:15 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, January 17th.